Da na na na. Yashodanandana Vrindaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ki Jaya Nityali Lipa Vishnom Supadis Divine Grace Sila Esi Bhakti Vedan Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Samstavak Acharya Divine Grace Sila Prabhupada Ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Sri Rup Sanatana Patragana Sri Jeev Gopala Vikas Ragana Sadgo Sami Prabhu Ki Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhana Ki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Sri Navadip Maya Pradham Ki Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Bolo Sri Sri Krishna Baldao Ki Tai Go Premanandi All glories to the Assembled Devotee All glories to the Assembled Devotee All glories to the Assembled Devotee All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 21, Text 38 to 40. Om Namo Bhagavate Yaturna Nabir Ridayan Urnam Udvamate Mukat Akashan Goshavan Prano Manasa Sparsha Rupina Chando. There's three verses. So. All right, we'll just do the first one, and then we'll chant the others later. Yatorna nabi ridaya. Urnam uvamate mukhat. Akashad goshavan prano. Manasa sparsha rupina. Yator nanabi ridayan. Urnam uvamate mukhat. Akasha goshavan prano. Manasa sparsha rupina. Yator nanabi ridayan. Urnam udvamate mukhat. Akashad goshavan prano. Manasa sparsha rupina. Two more verses. Chando Maya Mrita Maya Sahasra Palavim Prabhu Omkara Dhyanjita Sparsha Swaro Mantasha Bhushitam Vichitra Vasha Vitatam Chando Vishaturutarai Anantaparam Brihatim Srijat Yakshipate Swayam Yata. Just as Urnanabi, a spider, Ridayat, from its heart, Urnam, its web, Udvamate, emits, Mukat, through its mouth, Akashat, from the ether, Goshavan, manifesting sound vibration. Pranaha, the Lord in the form of the original life air. Manasa, by means of the primeval mind. Sparsha Rupina, which exhibits the forms of the different Well, I don't know what this word at all. Phonemes of the alphabet. Beginning with the sparsha letters. Chandamaya. Comprising all sacred Vedic meters. Amritamaya. Full of transcendental pleasure. Sahasra Paravim, which branches out in thousands of directions. Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Omkara, from the subtle vibration Omkara. Vyanjita, expanded. Sparsha, with the consonant stops. Swara, vowels. Ushma, syllables. Antasta, and semi-vowels. Bhushita, decorated. Vichitra, variegated. Bhasha, by verbal expressions. Vitatam, elaborated. Chandobi, along with the metrical arrangements. Chatu Uttarai, having four syllables more than the previous. Anantaparam, limitless. Brihatim, the great expanse of Vedic literature. Srijati, he creates. Akshipate, and withdraws. Swayam, himself. Translation: just as a spider brings forth from his heart its web and emits it through its mouth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself as a reverberating primeval vital air, comprising all sacred Vedic meters and full of transcendental pleasure. Thus the Lord, from the ethereal sky of his heart, creates the great and limitless Vedic sound by the agency of his mind, which conceives of variegated sounds such as the sparshas. The Vedic sound branches out in thousands of directions, adorned with different letters expanded from the syllable Om. The consonants, vowels, sibilants, and semi-vowels. The Veda is then elaborated by many verbal varieties expressed in different meters, each having four more syllables than the previous one. Ultimately, the Lord again withdraws his manifestation of Vedic sound within himself. Translation, please repeat. Just as a spider brings forth from its heart its web and emits it through its mouth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests himself as a reverberating primeval vital air, comprising all sacred Vedic meters and full of transcendental pleasure. Thus the Lord, from the ethereal sky of his heart, creates the great and limitless Vedic sound by the agency of his mind, which conceives of variegated sounds such as the sparshas. The Vedic sound branches out in thousands of directions, adorned with different letters, expanded from the syllable Om. The consonants, vowels, sibilants, and semi-vowels. The Veda is then elaborated by many verbal varieties expressed in different meters, each having four syllables more than the previous one. Ultimately, the Lord again withdraws his manifestation of Vedic sound within himself. Sounds very interesting. I don't think I understand anything, so don't feel alone if you don't. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami has given an elaborate technical explanation of these three verses, the understanding of which requires extensive linguistic knowledge of Sanskrit language, which hardly any of us have. The essential point is that transcendental knowledge is expressed through Vedic sound vibration, which is itself a manifestation of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. Vedic sound emanates from the Supreme Lord and is vibrated to glorify and understand him. The conclusion of all Vedic sound vibration is found in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord states, Vedaischaham savayar aham eva vedya. All Vedic knowledge is simply meant to teach us to know and love God. One who always thinks of Lord Krishna, who becomes the Lord's devotee, and who bows down to and worships the Lord with faith and devotion, chanting his holy name, has certainly achieved a perfect understanding of all that is indicated by the word Veda, knowledge. Yatorna nabi ridayad, urnam udvamate mukad, akashad goshavan prano, manasas varsharupina, chando mayo mrita maya, sahasra paravim pravo, omkarad vyanjitas varsha, swarom mantasha bhushitam, vichitra basha vitatam, chando bis chatur utarai, Ananta param brihatim srijat yakshipate swayam. Just as a spider brings forth from his heart its web and emits it through its mouth, the Supreme Personality Godhead manifests himself as a reverberating primeval vital air, comprising all Vedic meters and full of transcendental pleasure. Thus the Lord, from the ethereal sky of his heart, creates the great and limitless Vedic sound by the agency of his mind, which conceives of variegated sounds such as the sparshas. The Vedic sound branches out in thousands of directions, adorned with the different letters expanded from the syllable om, the consonants, vowels, sibilants, and semivowels. The Veda is then elaborated by many verbal varieties, expressed in different meters, each having four more syllables than the previous one. Ultimately, the Lord again withdraws his manifestation of Vedic sound within himself. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swapadandigam Adadanastrinandantai vridam yache puna puna Srimadrupa padam bujo dulisyam janma janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vevacha, Patitanam Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So here in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we find a very interesting example. describes the expansion of Vedic knowledge just like a spider emanating his web. Just like here in Alatra, we're always running into great big spiders. Somehow in India, we only have very small ones. We never see them, but we see the top of the room is full of webs, but we never see the great big spiders. He's not in Braj anyway. So the spider, he expands his web in all directions. So in the same way, the Lord is transcendental, has manifested the transcendental sound Om, which again is manifested in so many different forms, varieties of forms. What does it say? The consonants, the vowels, syllables, and semi-vowels. So the purport describes that one has to have an extensive knowledge of Sanskrit linguistic systems in order to understand what's being described here. I don't have any understanding. You'd have to, I don't know who your Sanskrit scholar here is, and Alatra, he could probably explain this more to you. But the essence is that the Vedic knowledge is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is manifest through sound. It's described that from the ether of his heart, it's so poetic, from the ether of his heart. Because we know that sound vibrates in the ether, and those different material elements, all each grosser than the next. So the first is ether, which we just can be described as space. So the sound is vibrating in space. And then comes air, which gives us the sense of touch. And then comes water, where we get not only space, a sense of touch and sound, but we get taste also. And then finally there's earth, in which we get not only space, not only sound, not only touch, taste, but then comes smell. So sound is vibrating in the ether. So from the ether of the Lord's heart, such a poetic way to describe it, the Vedic sound is manifested. And that sound comes down through disciplic succession. It's described in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Vrida Vidaye. What is that? Tene Brahma Vridaya. That Lord Brahma was meditating and he heard the Vedic sound in his heart. He got that Vedic sound by his because without performing penances and austerities, no one can achieve transcendental knowledge. Prabhupada explains that sometimes people challenge, show me God. But what is your qualification that God should come, that he's your servant boy that you call, hey, come here. Hey, you, come here. If God is like that, you just say, hey, come here. Actually, he does come, but one has to call with love. Just like the devotees are constantly calling the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by calling the Lord in love, he appears. But one has to become, for the Lord to fully approach, he approaches by the sound of his holy name, but to fully appreciate, we have to become pure. That means we have to perform some austerities. So Lord Brahma, he performed great penances and austerities. He received the Vedic sound. It manifested from the flute of Lord Govinda and entered Lord Brahma's ear and manifested as the Vedic knowledge. So that Vedic knowledge is a sound representation of the Lord. Because the Lord wants to reclaim the fallen living entities who become trapped within this material world. We're completely surrounded in all directions by material energy. we have no way to contact the transcendence. Because everything we see, touch, smell, hear, experience is all material. But the sound of Vedic knowledge, it is manifest directly from the Lord. It is not different from the Lord. This gives the living entities opportunity to associate with something beyond this material universe. Because if we have nothing to experience except material, then how will we understand the transcendence? Everything around us. So the Lord manifests Vedic literature as a sound representative of Himself, so that we can contact some spiritual energy and thus become purified. Well, someone may say that you're chanting Hare Krishna, that's also just a material sound. But we have practical experience that we go on chanting and chanting, we become very joyful. We can challenge anyone that we will chant Hare Krishna, and you can chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. Very soon you'll become tired. Whereas the devotees, they're becoming more and more enlivened. Because it's not a material sound. Everything in matter gets dull. Anything material gets dull, this experience we have. Just like when I was a child, we used to see on TV when advertisement was there. Smoking more, enjoying less, smoking more, enjoying less. Most of the young people have never heard this one. Now you know how old we are. The end was, come up to cool. Prabhupada said he's smoking fire and he's calling cool. So everything in this material world gradually becomes dull. But that which is spiritual, Navayovana, just like Krishna, he's known as Navayovana, ever fresh. Spiritual energy is ever fresh and always increasing in pleasure. Therefore, we saw Srila Prabhupada, even after almost 70, 80 years of chanting the Maha Mantra, he did not become tired, he became more ecstatic. Some of us were fortunate to see Prabhupada crying in transcendental ecstasy. It's like I remember, I joined in Boulder, Colorado, Jamasri in 1969. So early in 70, there was Rath Yatra in San Francisco. So we drove to San Francisco. And since Prabhupada was in L.A., we stopped in L.A. first on our way. And just that day that we arrived was the first day that Prabhupada asked that this Brahma Samhita prayer sung by Jamuna and other devotees be played for Darshan Arti. Now it's so far back, I don't even remember what we did for Darshan Arti before there was Govinda prayers. Does anyone remember? I have no memory. It's been going on for so long, since 1970. So Prabhupada came in, this is the old temple room in L.A., and Prabhupada entered through the back door. He came up, he paid his obeisances to Gornitai, and then the music began. Govindam Adi Purusham Kamaham Bhajami. Then there was a little pillar with a platform on top with Charnamrit, and Prabhupada took Charnamrit. Then he paid obeisances to Radha and Krishna. That time, we didn't have the big deities. We had little deities like this. Then he paid his obeisances to Jagannath, and he went and he sat back on that famous Vyasasan with the mirrors behind it. There was some doors there with mirrors on it. And Prabhupada was singing along with the tape. Govindam Adi Purusham Amaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Amaham Bhajami. And singing these simple words that may appear to be material, suddenly we saw streams of tears flowing from Prabhupada's eyes. We were so totally embarrassed that such fallen souls as us, I described yesterday, we crashed Yamaraja's hard drive trying to keep track of our simple activities. But Prabhupada was manifesting these symptoms in the presence of even mlechas like us. We wanted to peel up the tiles of the floor and climb underneath and hide, but Prabhupada was crying. Then the tape ended, Prabhupada rubbed his face, and then with a big snort, those days he was teaching us Isopanishad mantra, he began chanting, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. These are one of the varieties of Vedic sounds, this Isopanishad mantra. So we find that the more we chant Hare Krishna, the more we become ecstatic. After 70 years of chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada, tears would come in Prabhupada's eyes. It's not a material thing. So this Vedas is not something material. Therefore, although it's perceptible, seemingly perceptible by our material senses, it is not material. Therefore, we're given the chance to associate with something beyond this material energy. Therefore, we can take advantage of that and purify ourselves and finally come to the ecstatic realization that we're not this body. I don't know, I'm totally convinced that I'm my body. But anyway, I have some hope one day or other we'll finally realize that we're not this body, we're the eternal servant of Krishna. So this Vedic sound is there, it comes down through disciplic succession. Just like, I don't know, when is mango season here? No mangoes here, or too high or far north. Well, I lived in Miami for a while, so we used to have mangoes. Anyway, so it must be mango season down there. No wonder I didn't see any here. Yeah. So, the mangoes on the top of the mango tree, they become ripe first, because they're getting all the sun. The mangoes down below, they ripen later. But if... So if we want to get those ripe mangoes, we could throw them down from the top of the tree, but they'll become, because they're nice and soft now, they'll become splattered. So what do they do in India? They have one man climb on one branch, another on another branch, another branch, another man on another branch. Then the one at the top he picks, he hands to the next, to the next, to the next. It comes down intact. It comes down intact. If somebody tries to get it very cheaply, just like little boys, they will throw rocks to try to get those mangoes. But the ripe mango, he's still stuck. Narottam Das Thakur gives us, he has a song like that, that if you try to get that frame by simply throwing rocks, you will not get it. Because the ones that are rotten, they're the ones that are loose. When you throw rocks, those are the ones that will fall. So the Prakriti Sahaji is, they simply get the rotten mangoes. They don't get the real fruit of love of Godhead. So it has to come down like that. So in this way, Vedic knowledge descends, and the Vedic knowledge is a representative of Krishna himself. Because like here is quoted one of the most famous verses in Bhagavad Gita, because it's easy to remember, chapter 15, verse 15. Let's read it and see what His Divine Grace, see the Prabhupada has to say about this verse. Oh, 15:15, easy one to remember, huh? Just like 10:10, another one of our favorites. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivisto matak smritir jnanam aponam cha Vedaischa sarvair hambi eva vedyo vedanta krid vedavid eva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and for me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So Prabhupada says, the Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from Him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual heart. He awards a different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna in his incarnation of Vyasadeva is a compiler of Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is a supplier and digester of foodstuff and the witness of his activities and the giver of knowledge in the form of the Vedas. And as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus God is all good, God is all merciful. Antak pravishta shastra jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body, but he begins his work again, initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does the living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to the dictation from the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but he receives opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. If one is serious about understanding Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yoso savayar vedayar giyate. In all Vedic literatures, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, the Upanishads and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performance of Vedic rituals, discussion of Vedic philosophy, and worship of the Lord in devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing him. The ultimate goal is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra in the fourth verse confirms this in the following words. Tattu samandayat, which means you are to, who is under, to be understood. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relation with the Supreme Personality Godhead. By performing the different processes, one can approach him. And at the end, one can attain the supreme goal, who is no other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of the Vedas, the understanding of the Vedas, and the goal of the Vedas is clearly defined. So the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, he expands his Vedic knowledge to give the living the opportunity to associate him with through transcendental sound. Gradually he becomes purified. He comes to the understanding that he's not this body. And beyond simply understanding aham brahmasmi, that is only half the thing. As Brahm, what am I? Lord Chaitanya has told us, jivera swarupoi nitya Krishna das. We are spirit, but nitya Krishna das. As Krishna has told in Bhagavad, mamai vansu jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. Eternally, mamai vamsa, we are the ants, eternally the part. There's no question of the part becoming the whole. If we could become God, then we would already be God, because God is already existing, always was existing, will ever exist. There's no question that by following some process you can become God. By following the process of the Vedas, one comes to understand, Vasudev Sarvamiti, oh, Krishna is everything. I am his eternal servant, let me serve him. So in this dark age of Kali, the Lord has appeared in the most munificent avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just 532 years ago. And he has given us this chanting of the holy names as a divine means for freeing ourselves from this bodily concept of life and rising to the platform of understanding Jivera Swarupoya Nitya Krishna Das. In fact, this is confirmed in the Upanishads. There's one Kaliya Santra Upanishad. Because sometimes if you preach in India, you will meet people who will say, just, we always give that verse, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, 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 Gatriyanita. But this is from Puranas. This is Smriti. We want Praman from Shruti. So Kaliya Santra Upanishad is there in one of the Upanishads. And in one part it describes how Narad Muni comes before his father, Lord Brahma. And he says, Pita Sri, I have just come from the earth. And there Kali Yuga is about to begin and the people will be infected by this contamination of Kali Yuga. How can they be freed from this contamination, Pita Sri? And Lord Brahma was very satisfied. Wow, 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 vats. Persons younger than us we call vats. You know vats. Vats means calf. Because as soon as you see a little calf, just like we have the opportunity here to see some small bulls on the property, immediately vatsalya rasa comes in the heart, is it? So younger person we always address as vats. Hey vats, I will tell you that this question is very good because it is meant for the benefit of all living beings. Ordinarily we ask questions for selfish interests. Oh Maharaj, my business not going well, please bless me, my business will succeed. Oh Maharaj, I have 30-year-old daughter, she's not married yet, please bless me, I can get her married. We ask for selfish. But this question, Brahma was very happy. This is meant, sabka kalyan ke liye. This question is for everyone's benefit. And I will tell you that in this dark age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be freed from the evil effects of Kali. Simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be freed from the evil effects of Kali. And then Narad Muni, he said, Pita Sri, that is very wonderful. It is Namka Rupakai. What is the form of this name? Pita Sri, what is the form of this name? And Lord Brahma says, hey, but the form of this name is like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sodasha Nam Nam, Kalikalma Shana Shanam. Iti Sodash, so means six, and thus we know means 10, 16 names. Iti Sodasha Nam Nam, Kalikalma Shana Shanam. Kalmasha means contamination. And Nashanam we know, we heard in Bhagavad Gita, Pritranaya Sadhunam, Vinashaya Chadushkrishnam. It destroys the contamination of Kali. Iti Sodasha Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. So then Narad Muni said, Pita Sri, that's very wonderful, but tell me, what are the rules and regulations? And Lord Brahma says, hey, but there's no type of rule and regulation whatsoever for chanting this holy name. Anyone, anytime, any place. Generally, there's consideration of desha, kala, patra, the place, kala, the time, and patra, the person. Just like we were advised to chant Gayatri Mantra at the three sanjas. And you have to become a Brahmin. So many rules and regulations are there. But for chanting this Mahamantra, there's no type of rule. Any desha, any place, you can chant this holy name. Just like there was one servant boy of Mahaprabhu named Gopal. He saw Mahaprabhu coming back from going to the jungle. This is a code word for, because old days we didn't put the bathroom right next to our bedroom. That was outside the house somewhere. So he would wait for Mahaprabhu to return with a pot of water and to wash his hands. And little boy, he can ask any questions. So he said, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? And Mahaprabhu said, Gopal, I'm going to a dirty place. I'm doing some dirty thing. So, but this tongue never stops. Hare Krishna, he never stops. so I have to stop him like this. So the little boy, without inhibition, he can ask any question. He said, Prabhu, and Prabhu, that time you die, what will happen? That time you die, what will happen? Oh, Gopal, you have become my guru. What did he say? You have become my guru. Huh? He became known from that time as Gopal Guru, one of our great acharyas in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. In fact, his Gopal Guru Kunj is there in Vrindavan, not far from Gopeshwar temple. You come, I can show you. So even in that nasty place, anywhere, any time, you go to Vrindavan, you will find some sadhu in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, running down the street, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Anytime, any place, any time, any person, doesn't matter, you don't have to become Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya, even if you're a Sudra, even less than Sudra, even if you're a foreigner, doesn't matter. Whether you're a man, you're a woman, you're old or young, you're a boss, you're the worker, your doctor, your lawyer, your student, anyone, anywhere, anytime can chant this holy name. Then Lord Brahma said, hey, but you can log on to Google and do search through the whole Vedas. You won't find better upai, better remedy for this age of Kali than this. And I will tell you, this is the most secret thing of the Vedas. And tell you one secret thing. All the Vedas are contained within these 16 names. All the Vedas are contained within these 16 names. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, has descended into this dark age of Kali where we have no common sense, what to speak of spiritual common sense. We don't even have material common sense. We're the most degraded, most fallen, but he's given such a simple process. But by this simple process, we're chanting the entire Vedas. That transcendental sound that was described in the most amazing way to us, expanded in varieties of way, all contained within these 16 names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So we'll leave some time for questions, if anybody has any question or challenge? Or... Yes, in the back, Ragatmika. We have a wondering mic. Bhakta mic.
Thank you, Prabhu. You mentioned earlier that we have to perform austerities in order to become purified. What austerities were you thinking?
Well, the austerities that Prabhupada has given us is following the four rules and regulations. And today is Ekadasi, fasting on Ekadasi. We were in Prabhupada's lecture yesterday, he was saying that Gandhari, he's describing how she got power by blinding her eyes. She got power because the verse was all about Bhima killing Duryodhan illegally. That his mother knew that he's going to fight, so she knew that she had lots of power by performing that austerity. She had lots of power that whoever would, if she would see, would become hard as a stone. And so she told Duryodhan, "You come tomorrow morning naked." So he was coming naked, and Krishna saw him. He said, "Where are you going like that?" He said, "I'm going to see my mother." "How can you go see your mother naked? Put on a kamsha, you rascal." So he put on a kamsha, and when Gandhari opened her eyes, she looked at him, his whole body became stone-like, except for this part. His thighs were covered. So Prabhupada there, he says, by performing austerity, one gets power. By brahmacharya, one gets power. So Prabhupada has given these four rules and regulations. This is just to bring us to the platform of human life, not even spiritual life. This is just to become a human being. But this is enough austerity for us, a little fasting on Ekadasi. Sometimes people wanted to do, there was somebody who climbed in a tree in Mayapur, was just chanting and chanting. The Prabhupada wasn't impressed at all. He said, you have enough trouble. Why you want to make more trouble? You follow these simple rules and regulations. You chant 16 rounds and follow a khadasi. Eat only Krishna prasad. These are simple austerities. By these austerities, we'll become purified. Yes, you have a question?
Small comment. So the comparison with the spiders.
Oh, one more thing. When Gandhari opened her eyes and she saw him like that, she said, "Why have you done this?" He said, "Well, Krishna told me to do it." Then she smiled. She knew Krishna got her. All right.
Yes, Prabhupada. A little comment. So it's stated here that if the spider supports its web and then withdraws it back. So Lord Krishna gives that explanation, just like the spider supports its web and withdraws it, just like he supports the creation and then withdraws it back.
Hmm. There's a question you just...
Elsewhere, yeah, isn't it?
Was that a question or you're just amazed by this wonderful description? All right. So Jamasvi has a question. Yeah, this is an amazing verse. I don't understand anything of it. It sounds wonderful.
What's the pastime of Krishna withdrawing Vedic song? Are you familiar with that?
I don't know any specific pastime. It just describes that at the end of the universe, everything is wound up within the Lord. So I assume all Vedic knowledge is also wound up within the Lord, and again, in the next creation manifesting. I've never heard anything specific about just the whole creation. So along with that, the Vedas also return. So if there's no other questions, we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's delivering Vedic knowledge and has given us this wonderful Maha Mantra to chant. Srila Prabhupada ki. And for those who speak Spanish, we have programmed this evening at Premananda Gore's house. And I also have a couple of my books, Brajlila Part 2, with me.